On the phone with me now, I have the one and only Andrew Griffiths from Cafe Tenby. Are you there, Andrew? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I thought I told you never to call me at work.
I can't help it. I have to call you at work because I needed a guest to fill in. So Andrew lives in my apartment building and also is the lesser half of Cafe Tenby, which used to be Pippa's.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely the lesser or the better?
The lesser.
Man, so yeah, at least I didn't call you on the work line, right? At least I'm not blowing up your office phone.
That's right. We're actually very busy today. So
are you super busy?
I was glad to get a break and go and hide in the office for a bit.
Well, it must feel good to be busy after the year that not even a year of owning this business that you've had.
Yeah, what's it been? 7 or 8 months, I think.
It was like I think you took it over as far as I know in like end of February, beginning of March,
end of January. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys bought Pippa's Tea and turned it into Cafe Tenby, and right as you bought it, a little something that we know as the COVID-19 pandemic became a reality. Is that correct?
That's right.
And
we just wanted to make sure it was really challenging for us to start a new business.
you'd pick the perfect time. People who don't know, where is Cafe Tenby? Where can they find you?
We're down on Water Street, 636 Water Street, across from the Elevated Ice Cream.
Okay. And
downtown Port Townsend.
Then hopefully they know that. If they're listening to KPTZ, unless they're listening from across the country like some people do. I think we have about at least 6 listeners right now streaming. Just kidding. I have no idea how many people are listening. So it could be
a lot.
Don't say
that. I'm nervous enough already.
Your mom in Wales could be listening to us right now for all we know. I mean, that's possible. Oh, did I give too much personal information about you on there?
No, that's fine.
So, Andrew, who's the other half of Cafe Tenby, and why did you guys decide to move to Port Townsend and buy a tea shop?
My better half is Kelly Winchester, my wife, and we actually were in Port Townsend while we were dating 15 years ago, and we just fell in love with the place, meant to come back and never quite had a chance. And we were living in Portland, Oregon, and it got busier and busier there. We had sold our previous cafe 2 years before, and we were looking for somewhere smaller, more like a smaller community to move to. And I was looking online and saw Pippa's Real Tea for sale, and it looked great from the photos, and it was in Port Townsend. We were very excited and came up and took a look and just fell in love, and that was it.
And so the business you run now, how is it different from Pippa's Tea? Because you're calling it Cafe Tenby, but you still have Pippa's products. How does that work in the scheme of things?
So it's a wonderful place. When we took over, 70-plus loose-leaf teas, some pastries, very light lunch fare. So we decided to try and bulk up the lunch menu a little bit, kept all the teas. We're curiously trying to learn all about tea. We're more coffee people. Kelly's a pastry chef, so she put her own spin on all the pastries. So it's not that different, really. We added a bit of coffee, so, you know, as not to exclude anybody. And then just added a bit more food, some soups, sandwiches. We make the sandwiches on bread that we make in-house.
Mm.
And that's it, really.
So are you both in the kitchen then, or are you just the brains and Kelly's the workhorse?
She works a lot harder than me, for sure, but we kind of do everything together. She does most of the pastries. I help a little bit there. I make the soups generally, and then we put sandwiches together side by side.
And do you bake the breads, or does Kelly?
I'm the bread baker, yeah. That's my background. I was a bread bakery manager for a number of years in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Whoa.
And I've been doing it a little bit here and there. Well, in Portland, I worked at several bakeries doing bread. And then when COVID hit in, I guess it was March, Pandemore shut down pretty quickly, and we needed bread for sandwiches. So I started making a little bit in-house, and People seemed to really appreciate it, and it kind of caught on, so we kept it going.
That's rad. I didn't know that. So you were getting your bread from Pandamore before, but then when that didn't that was no longer an option, you just kind of had to reactivate all of your yeast, the yeast in your brain to go ahead and start baking your own bread.
That's right. That's almost correct. It's actually mostly sourdough that we do, so it's wild fermented yeast.
Nice. Wild, like from your kitchen?
I've seen you in here a few times, and you like that ciabatta roll that we make, which is a yeasted dough.
You know, not representing KPTZ by any means, but I may have tasted a ciabatta sandwich or two from Cafe Tenby and found them to be not lacking in any quality whatsoever. So, yeah,
that's great to hear.
From personal experience, I can speak to that for sure. And you know, it's always nice to have more places to eat in town and more places to get stuff like sandwiches and, you know, to have the food service. It seems like you guys have focused on, you know, keeping the teas, of course, but like having more food available for
right.
folks who come in.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. So I guess the obvious question is, like, you know, how do you feel now versus, you know, how things were going in, you know, March and April? Have things come full circle? Have things gotten better? You know, kind of like give us a snapshot from both times.
I guess we had one good month before it all came down, and it was great. We were you know, getting our feet on the ground, kind of learning the ropes. Meeting some locals, trying to figure out exactly what we wanted to do. And then COVID hit, and we had a pretty lean crew already, but we had to make it a little bit leaner and just knuckle down. We reduced our hours. And it's kind of in a funny way, we actually got to know the community faster and in a richer way because of the pandemic. People came out and supported us. It was amazing. We didn't really know many people, but they showed up, you know, as much as they could and bought stuff and welcomed us into the community. It was really something to see. And I guess that's carried through now. We have I think we have a lot of local customers, which is really what we're striving for, to be a local community-based business. And then tourism is kind of a bonus. You know, it's necessary, but definitely a bonus.
Mm, that's cool. So locals you see as being like the economic driver and support ultimately for keeping your business alive.
Well, we hope so. And we just, you know, we really enjoy getting to know the people in the community that we live.
Yeah, we're okay. We don't bite. We bite your sandwiches. We bite your sandwiches and your cupcakes and your pastries and all that. But, you know, we won't bite the hand that feeds us.
So, no.
So where does the name Cafe Tenby come from?
Tenby is a coastal town in South Wales, which is where my family's from. I was born in North Wales, and our family emigrated to the States when I was four. So that's why I don't have that wonderful Welsh accent. Kelly and I have visited Wales several times as a couple, visiting all my family pretty much over there. And my sister, who lives there, she lives about half an hour from Tenby. So we've been to this wonderful little town a few times, and we just felt like Port Townsend had a similar vibe. Lots of boats, lots of water, like a pretty liberal setting. And it was hard to come up with a name, and we just thought that kind of fit.
It works. I mean, feels like you're describing a sister city in some ways.
Yeah, that's how we felt about it.
Well, Cafe Tenby, aka Pippa's Tea, but no longer known as Pippa's Tea, but Pippa's Tea is still available there.
That's right.
So, Andrew Griffiths, you brought us a song today that we're going to listen to before we talk a little bit more about maybe a little bit about what's on your menu and what we can hope for in the future. We're back on Filter. I'm Paul Rice. We're talking to Andrew Griffiths, who played for us If There Is Something by Roxy Music. Are you playing that when you're baking?
Yeah, every now and then. Wow, that's That's a long song. That was valuable airtime. Sorry about that.
No, that was great. No, I you know, it's not nearly the longest song I played on here for a guest. That would be Jake Beatty. Yeah, Jake took up a lot of time because he really didn't want to talk to me. So I don't take it personally. And I mean, I think sometimes there's too much talking on my show because I'm a loudmouth. So, did you always plan to be a baker? Was that your like goal in life, to be a baker and cafe owner? Is this the culmination of your dreams, Andrew Griffith?
No. Well, I was sort of on the path to be a stockbroker or financial analyst, worked for Charles Schwab for a brief period, but I just couldn't get into putting a suit on every morning. And, my mom baked and cooked, you know, my whole childhood. So it was kind of ingrained way back then, and I got into baking, and it just fit. So as soon as I could, really, I wanted to own my own business, and cafe bakery just seemed like the right fit.
Mm. And no regrets, even in COVID times, I assume.
It's hard work. It's very, very rewarding, but it's definitely hard work. I can't really imagine doing anything else at this point, no.
Can you tell us a little bit about the cafe that you and Kelly owned around Portland? Because that was your previous cafe, right?
Right. It was called the Clearing Cafe. It's an old name for Portland. And it was right at the foot of Forest Park. So it was kind of coming out of the park into the clearing. We didn't actually name it, but that was the motivation behind that name. It was a kind of a similar menu to what we have now, similar atmosphere. And it was in a neighborhood that was pretty tight-knit, so we saw the same people 6 or 7 days a week, and that's what we were hoping to create here. Mm. That's that community that I was talking about earlier.
And did you have, like, short-order breakfast stuff, or was it just sort of like Tenby is now?
Just like it is now. Yeah, neither of us ever wanted to make eggs to order and have that kind of menu. So it was pretty similar. We actually had bagel sandwiches at the Clearing Cafe, and they were pretty popular. Mm. We have a pretty small kitchen here, so we have to get creative and imaginative to do anything more than we're doing now.
But you do have eggs in the breakfast burritos, correct?
Yeah, we make scrambled eggs fresh every morning and then make the burritos. They're pretty good.
What's in those breakfast burritos?
Scrambled eggs, brown rice, red beans, some cheddar cheese. I guess we use a Monterey Jack sometimes, and it's got a chipotle crema for a little bit of kick.
And what is the correct hot sauce to apply to your breakfast burritos?
Well, if you want it from us, it's Cholula. It's the only way to go.
Yeah, Cholula. So you won't have Tapatio. If somebody comes in and they want Tapatio, you can't provide that for them.
Not at this time, but that could be arranged. That's not a big problem.
Yeah, if somebody really wanted, they could ask, I guess. You're not just going to force. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
No.
Yeah. So that means that they're not hot. Like, there's no spiciness in the burritos. You have to add your own spiciness to it, which appeals to all palates, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want it too spicy because you can't take it out. The chipotle is a little bit spicy, but it's more like for flavor than actual heat.
Gotcha. And so, what are some of your other sandwich offerings that you have?
We've got a vegan veggie sandwich with made with hummus, and then we have a caprese. That's about to go out. It's more of a summer sandwich. We've got a rustic ham with Manchego cheese and mustard. Turkey sandwich, which is very popular here, and we do two salad sandwiches. We rotate tuna salad and chipotle chicken salad.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You got a menu. So that, and then none of that
for everybody, I think.
Right. And then you can still get Pippa's tea there too. So it's not like Pippa's has completely disappeared. It's just been augmented with more food offering.
Right. Yeah. All the 75 teas are on the wall there that are available in a pouch, or you can get it in a pot or a hot cup to go.
Mm. So, do you think you said that you're actually like making good local connections, you know, in Port Townsend, and you know, I just, where my heart goes out to you is that moving to this town, you know, which I did without really knowing anybody, and I think it was similar for you and Kelly, like, without any kind of, like, social possibilities of meeting people in groups in places like bars and restaurants and all that, you know, has it been difficult to make friends?
I guess you're right. We haven't made a lot of real close friends. I go to Velocity. There are nice folks down there up at Seal Dog as well. That's another way that we'd like to meet people is at a cafe. Kelly and I are kind of homebodies, and we get along really well. We're pretty good friends ourselves. And then while at work, you know, it's a real good social outlet. And we're meeting people every day, and hopefully they'll keep coming back, and then we can form some friendships down the road.
Right, because you're in this for the long haul, I assume, that you didn't buy this just on a whim, and now you're ready to walk away from it.
Oh, no, not at all. We're in for the long haul, definitely.
So in a couple of years, who knows, maybe you will have expanded. But you're never going to do short order cook stuff. It sounds like that's not in the cards for the 10B team.
Right. There's no space. That's the second main thing. You know, it's not really what we're interested in doing.
Got it. Well, what are you excited for fall before we have to hang up today? What are you looking forward to? I think we talked at one point and you were feeling a little down from the weather changing, but maybe there's some things you're excited about as we head into the stormy season.
The stormy season. No, I don't know. I mean, just try and keep active, and there's lots of places to walk around here, spend time in Fort Worden and the Cappy's Trails, and I'd like to get on the water at some point. I know that's not the season coming up now. I don't know. The fall and winter is a good time to start reading books again, kind of relax and refresh.
Well, you can go and meet Andrew and Kelly down at Cafe 10B and check out what they've done with the place since Pippa's. Pippa's still there in the T form, but thank you so much for being with us today, Andrew, and thanks for the Roxy music, and I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, take care.